Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Should've told you by now.
We're back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Let me introduce you to our new friend. Mary Gardino is the founder of National Anxiety Disorders Screening Project, and we're going to talk about this very important issue. Mary Gardino, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you with us, Mary. And, you know, Mary, earlier in the hour, I was talking about you joining us on the show, and I was having a little bit of fun, a little tongue-in-cheek, talking about anxiety in small business and pointing out that all small business owners might want to line up for your screening day project because there sure is plenty of anxiety in our lives as small business owners. And I was having a little fun with that, but the truth is anxiety is also a very serious disorder, isn't it? And I know that's something that you guys work with a lot, and there actually are some pretty prominent people, some pretty well-known folks who suffer from anxiety, aren't there?
Oh, yes. Anxiety is merciless. It's the victims of every place. And many famous people have come out and spoken about it these days. Donny Osmond, Barbara Streisand, the list goes on and on.
Tell us about some of the symptoms. How does it manifest itself?
Well, anxiety can in fact be very positive. We know the positive anxiety is when we're, you know, going for a job interview and we work hard in preparation, et cetera, and it stimulates us.
Mm-hmm.
But the negative anxiety, the anxiety that we're concerned about, manifests itself in a lot of physical symptoms as well as emotional symptoms. People have difficulty sleeping. They have difficulty concentrating, which, of course, is a terrible thing if you're a small business owner and you have to make decisions all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a lot of physical symptoms such as headaches, backaches. People have difficulty in the morning time waking up and getting out of bed. Nervousness, tension, feelings of uncomfortableness. Some people actually say it's like they're almost waiting for something to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible.
Tell us, what's the difference between, see, some of the things that you just described, I think sounds also a little bit like depression.
Well,
But they're not the same thing, are they?
They're not the same thing, but unfortunately we know that people who suffer from anxiety, more than half, probably about 60%, will develop a major depression. Now, the difference is that with the depressed mood, you have this feeling of sadness, you know, that's very, very apparent. When you just have an anxiety disorder, you may not feel, you'll feel miserable and you'll have difficulty, but you may not necessarily feel sad. We say that you can respond to stimulation, something that's positive. That doesn't
mm-hmm.
usually happen when you're depressed.
Well, now, is it anxiety we should worry about? If it sort of focus, if it's about a certain thing rather than our general life?
Well, I think you have to worry about anxiety when it interferes with your ability to function. We all worry. I mean, this is normal. This is part of the human experience. But with most folks, if you worry, you go about your business. You know, you may be worrying about, the small businessman is worrying about the payroll, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But he sleeps in the nighttime. He goes out and tries to sell some new accounts. He interacts with the coworkers. The anxious small business owner, when there's difficulties, he doesn't sleep. He can't. He has difficulty talking to his staff. He has difficulty in mobilizing so he can complete projects. So anxiety becomes a big problem when it interferes with your ability to do things. It's
mm-hmm.
beyond normal.
When it pervades your whole life, when it cuts across other
when
aspects
pervades,
of your life.
Correct.
Yeah, because for example, you know, a small business owner going through some really tough times could have a lot of anxious could be very anxious for a period of time. But if you can see, could it be where you could imagine yourself not being anxious if this, when this problem is solved or when this situation goes away? Is that a way of sort of self-diagnosing it yourself a little bit?
Well, I think that a person, when they're in a difficult time, if they have the ability to look past that and say, well, this too shall pass,
right,
has what we call good coping skills.
Mm-hmm.
And generally speaking, when you have good coping skills like you described, it's a barrier or a prevention to developing an anxiety disorder. So if they have those kinds of coping skills, you know, they're protecting themselves from developing an anxiety disorder.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're entrenched in what's happening and they're saying, my business is going to go down the tubes, they don't remember that it's a bad period and they've gone through this before.
Right, they're not seeing any light at the end of the tunnel at all.
They don't see any light,
yeah,
and they blow it out of proportion to mm-hmm. the reality. For instance, they say, well, listen, all the folks in our field now are having the same difficulty. It isn't because we're not working hard. It's the economy or the state of affairs, et cetera. So they see it in a realistic way. When people let it engulf them and they can't function, then they're in trouble.
Well, the reason I wanted to flesh this out a little bit is because somebody out there saying, well, my God, I've got a small business and two teenagers. Of course I'm anxious. You know, and so how do I decide if what I have is normal and is something that, as you say, will ultimately pass when business gets better and my teenagers, you know, grow up and decide that I'm not crazy or stupid?
Well, I think that even though one thing that we have to be cautious about is that even if you feel it might pass, but you're in a terrible, difficult situation now, and the symptoms you're experiencing, lack of sleep, headaches, inability to concentrate,
mm-hmm.
you're more argumentative than you should be, even if you know it's going to pass, but you're experiencing continuously with regularity during the day unpleasant symptoms that impair your functioning, you should go see your doctor or a mental health professional and talk to them about it.
Mary, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, I want to give you a quick website, and we'll mention it again in just a little bit. Freedomfromfear.org. www.freedomfromfear.org. When we come back, we're going to talk about the National Screening Day and why you would want to be screened and how you could do that. And that's coming up right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with me, please. We're back. It's 23 after. We're visiting with our new friend, Mary Gardino, and she's with the National Anxiety Disorder Organization, and she's the founder of that organization, and we're talking about anxiety and how to determine if you've got anxiety because it's justified. You got a situation that you need to take care of, and maybe it's even a little bit healthy to be anxious so that you do a good job and that you're properly motivated. But sometimes it gets out of hand, doesn't it, Mary?
Oh, for more than 17 million Americans, every day it's out of hand.
When you mentioned some of the other people, Kim Basinger, Donny Osmond, Barbara Streisand, mm-hmm. and some of those folks, what are some of the things that those folks had? How did it affect their lives?
Well, Barbara Streisand, believe it or not, and I actually heard her talk about this on a Barbara Walters show, she could not perform live for more than 20 years.
Wow.
Because if you remember, it was just a few years back where she did a live concert,
right,
because the thought of going on stage brought upon these overwhelming fears that she would pass out.
Even though she'd already been successful for a
That's
number of
correct.
Years on
because
stage.
This, what people don't understand, that anxiety disorders are treatable medical illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
It's an illness just like diabetes. They generally run in families. So, unfortunately, if you have bad genes, you're at high risk of getting it. But the good news is that they are treatable. there's good treatments available, and people don't have to suffer. So they cross all spectrums. And they start relatively young, Jim. They generally start in late adolescence or early adulthood.
Well, one of the things I want you to do before we go any further is talk to us about the screening and how that's being done across the country. And then I want you to talk to us about how we can get treatment. But first, let's talk about the screening. You've got volunteers that are doing this all over the country this week, haven't you?
Yes, we have more than 10,000 volunteers that are at healthcare centers and mental health centers right where your folks are. There are people who have volunteered. You can call our toll-free number, which is an 888 number, 442-2022, and you just put in your zip code, and then they'll tell you where to go in your area. And Jim,
hang on, Mary. Let's give that number out again. 888-442-2022.
Yes, and what's nice about the screening day is that when you go there, besides being free, they have a video with real people who have suffered from anxiety disorders,
mm-hmm.
and they talk about how the anxiety disorder impaired them. Then there's a little lecture, and then you fill out a screening questionnaire that will determine, it's been developed by research scientists that can let you know if you have an anxiety disorder or if you have depression. Now, for the folks that want to do this in the privacy of their home, if they go to the freedomfromfear.org website, you can screen yourself right online, and it'll give you back a response and let you know if you're suffering from panic disorder or, you know, generalized anxiety disorder. And again, it'll tell you where you can access a mental health professional free.
All right, I want to do two things now. Folks, I want to give you the phone number again and the website, because I think this is important for you to follow through on if you're feeling any of these things that Mary's talking about. 888-442-2022. 442-2022. That's the 888 in front of all that. And then freedomfromfear.org. Now, Mary, I got a couple of minutes left. Once we've gone to the website, we've done our self-screening, so to speak, and it's looking suspect, or we've actually gone to a screening event. We've gone and we're talking to a volunteer who's talking to me about all this, and it's determined that I've got some elements of anxiety. What do we do about that?
Well, the first thing is that if you identify that you have the problem and you know it's a real illness, people generally have a tremendous amount of relief, because there's so much stigma connected with these things.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone tells you this is real, you're not imagining it,
right,
you can get treatment,
and
that in itself is a great, great help,
and
many
not,
people get tremendous relief.
And also to realize it's not because you're weak.
Exactly.
Or there's something that you've done that's wrong.
Exactly. And more importantly, that you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
That other folks have the same problem.
Right.
Then if you wish to seek treatment, you can go to a health care provider, your family doctor, and they're generally pretty knowledgeable these days, or you can go to a mental health professional, and there's two options. One is you can take non-addictive, good medicines that'll work within 3 weeks to relieve those terrible physical symptoms as well as a lot of the emotional symptoms, or you can get some short-term therapy that usually takes anywhere from 8 to 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And this therapy is designed to teach you coping skills so that when something happens, my heart starts to pound fast, I start to sweat,
right,
I feel I'm out of control. It teaches you do this, this, and this.
Mary, let me stop you because we're running out of time. The main thing I want people to realize is that this can be treated, it can be taken care of, and you can start dealing with the anxious moments properly and not let them take control of your life. And let me give you the phone number out again. It's 888-442-2022, and it's freedomfromfear.org. Mary Gardino, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jim.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Okay. Quick break. Right back with Beverly and Manibal. After these messages, this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. It's 29 after.
Impressed by the way.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.